I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she was sitting outside with her cat when her cat got spooked. She assumed it was the neighbor's dog, but that's not all of what she saw when she turned around.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
So what did she see when she turned around? I'm going to vote Ace of Base was standing there singing, "Don't turn around, just a gonna see my heartbreak." I think that's probably what would have, that'd have been a great haunting, but they're not dead. So
we were just kind of talking about like old commercials for CDs that were compilations and stuff like that. And that song on a compilation at some point.
Oh, that was a great song. That song out there, like, and then The Sign, and I commonly hear All That She Wants inside grocery stores, and I don't know why.
They have a very unique mix in grocery stores. There's a string of songs that you know, and you're like, oh, that makes sense. And then all of a sudden, there's this one that just stands out, and you're like, what the hell's going on?
And sometimes very obscure, very old songs. So I'm trying to think. There was one our friend Chris Kettner liked. Angul. It was like Fogs on the Streets of London or something. London Fog. I think it was London Fog. That was the name of the song.
London Fog.
Yeah. And I remember, and she was a decent artist. She was good. But never, nothing took off whatsoever. I don't even know if we even truly played the song. But I think you'd spike it in every once in a while.
Did you say by Raoul?
Angul, A-N-G-U-L, I think.
Cool.
Let's see here. I mean, I'm just trying to picture the CD in my mind that I stole from the box of CDs. Why are all the CDs missing? I don't know.
Right? Like,
Tony, are you taking them? No, I'm not taking them. I'm not lifting every CD I can out of this building slowly but surely.
I couldn't find that one.
London Fog. Let's see. Well, I found a Rashi tea.
Yeah, there's all these London fogs, but I don't see one by
London Fog. Maybe I'm spelling the name wrong. London Fog song 90s. I'm not, I don't know if this. No, that's not it. I don't know.
Now I'm going to have to dig down that hole.
I'm going to be giving that very shortly. So,
right.
Probably like while this story is playing.
Yeah, I'm sure you will be, yes.
See if we can come out of it with a hit song from Angul in 1997. All right. Back to our conversation in just a second. Have you ever done a Google search on yourself? Just to see what's out there, your name, your email, all that. Try it. Yeah. It's a little uncomfortable to see what's all out there. It's what the data brokers love. They want to sell information like that. And they're going to sell your information to scammers, spammers, and anyone else who may want to target you. Yeah. Your full name, email, home address, health records, relatives. It's all out there. Believe me, it is. That's why I've been using Aura. They're the sponsors of today's podcast. Aura shows me which data brokers are selling my information and automatically submits opt-out requests for me. It's very nice. It's very convenient. And since I've started using it, it's been funny. I've been getting less spam. I've been getting less junk mail from things I've never even thought I'd have an interest in or really don't have an interest in. It's because Aura is cleaning up my information. It helps reduce the amount of spam I get and protects me from hackers who could also use that information to help them access my social media accounts, bank accounts, and other sensitive information. Aura also does so much to protect me and my family from online threats that I can't see. I get features like antivirus, VPN, password management, parental controls, identity theft insurance, and more without having to download several different apps. And there's one for this and one for it's all there with Aura. It's really easy to set up as well. The best part of it all is I get everything at one affordable price. You may have one or two of these tools already. I know I did. But when I got Aura, I'm like, I don't need them anymore. I got Aura. Not having Aura is like locking the front door and leaving the back door wide open. Aura is always on, doing the hard work and keeping me safe so I can focus on other tasks with peace of mind. I value my privacy and I value yours. Go to aura.com/ghost to start your 2-week free trial. Yeah. aura.com/ghost. That's aura.com/ghost to start your free 2-week trial. Let's go to the our phone call, 855-853-4802. Here we go. Let's take a listen.
So I've never done this before, but I've been listening to the show for a little while, and I think it's kind of fun, interesting to hear stories, and I kind of felt like I wanted to share my story. Do believe that it had started my interest in the paranormal. And I believe once you see something and you really see it, you can't forget it. So, yeah, I don't know. I just want to share. So I grew up in the country and I spent a lot of time outside playing. And this happened when I was about 8 or 9. But I was sitting out in the field with my cat in my lap, playing in the grass. The cat was asleep. His name was Ginger, and he was the sweetest cat in the entire world. I could pick him up by the hind legs, and he'd probably let me do it. He was just a little teddy bear. So he was sleeping in my lap, and then he started trying to get away, and for me, it just seemed really weird because he never really does that. So I tried to readjust him because I was wondering maybe his tail was crooked or something. And as time went on, like, he just kept getting more and more fidgety, and I couldn't console him, and he started growling. And I've never heard this cat growl since, like, before or since that that event, and it was just really, really unusual. So he freaked out and like got away from me. I couldn't even hold him down. I was trying to keep my kitty with me. But anyway, so I was sitting there, and, you know, my 9-year-old mind is like, well, what just happened? Like, cats are afraid of dogs, right? So maybe there's a dog behind me and it scared the cat. And my neighbors across the field have a Rottweiler. So I figured, you know, the dog came across the field and is standing behind me. And it was dry grass and it was pretty tall. And I was sitting there really quietly and I didn't hear anything come up behind me. But I was convinced there was a dog. So I like took a deep breath and I turned around really slowly because I didn't want to startle the dog because I was afraid maybe it's going to bite me if I go too quickly. So I turned around really slowly. I was sitting Indian style and I turned and I put my hand on the ground and turned my head and there was not a dog behind me at all. It was like the size of a child, maybe like a 5-year-old boy is kind of what it was like. But the thing is that it was all white and it wasn't see-through or transparent or misty or anything. It was very clearly physically there and it was had no features, just completely blank and white. And it was standing maybe like a foot and a half behind me, right up behind me. And its arm was reached out toward me, toward my back. And I don't know what the hand was about or anything, but it, oh my gosh. When you're a little kid and you're expecting to turn around and see a dog and you see something like that, I was frozen for maybe 3 seconds, felt like 30 seconds. I don't think I knew how to compute what was going on there. So after I froze up for a moment, I got up like a lightning bolt and I ran. I ran all the way across the yard and back to the house. And when I got to the house, I stopped and turned around to look and there was nothing there. There was no trail leading up to behind me. There was nothing that was physically existing on this plane of reality could have possibly snuck up behind me, disappeared that quickly, and then not left any kind of path or any, I don't know. But I used to watch a lot of X-Files when I was younger, and so my first thought was, holy crap, there's an alien. There was an alien behind me. And I ran in the house and I told my dad and my brother about the alien and they didn't believe me. And I've told this story. I don't know. I kind of tell it a lot because I think it's really profound. Because I've experienced that, I know that there's more to this world than I understand. And yeah, I did research on it after the fact and tried to find out if maybe there was a death on the property or like, cause I really felt like it was a little boy, but I couldn't find any information about any kind of murders or accidents or anything. So I don't know. I've gone back to I have to admit I've gone back to that same spot and tried to conjure up that energy again and try to figure out, I don't know. It really got to me. I've never seen it since. I always feel kind of like a presence when I'm out there. It's kind of, it's a really charged area, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a ghost hunter. I'm not a psychic. I don't know any of this kind of stuff. All I know is that I saw a thing and it was pretty impactful. But anyway, that's my story. Thank you for your time. And all right.
Thoughts on all of that?
Interesting. Normally when people see white things or dark things, you know, they're shadows or they're misty or you can see through them or whatever. So the fact that this was, you know, pretty solid is interesting. I wonder if it was just some sort of energy or something that was coming up behind her, but I can understand why it freaked her out a little bit.
I can understand that too, without a doubt. And now this.
The dead rising from the grave. Real
I'm Casey Kasem, and now on with the countdown. The songs that Tony was trying to figure out before the ghost story are as follows. Tony thought, that song London Rain was by someone named Angoon. He was wrong. It's by another woman named Heather Nova. Here's that song on American Top 40. Remember this one at all?
Yes. Now, I thought it was London Fog. London Rain, I would have known who you were talking about.
Okay.
This was one of my favorite songs back in the day.
This is a good song.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I was thinking that. Okay. And here's Angoon is the one I was thinking of.
Okay.
And I don't know how the hell we even got to this topic or how this association came about. And the song was called Snow on the Sahara. And it sounds kind of like a bad porn at first, but it's not like a bad song. I can kind of hear like Sting in there. I don't know. Anyway.
I can hear that, and it sounds like something that would be on that CD, Pure Moods, which we were talking about earlier.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Kind of like a world sound kind of to it.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
The whole point of this, I remember now, we were talking about music in a grocery store.
Yes.
And it was, okay, and I said, I heard, and I couldn't think of the name, Snow in the Sahara at a grocery store recently. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, this even get airplay? Like, and it was just so random. And I'm like, I remember that song. I remember,
wow.
I think we played it on The Cutting Edge on TCX.
Right.
Back then. And yeah. I remember playing Dave Matthews on that very same program too.
The two had nothing in common.
Makes me feel very fucking old.
Yes.
But so anyway, that's the grocery store long story that has absolutely nothing to do with ghosts, but it is kind of a haunting-ish song. So
there you go. That's how you tie
that's
it together.
That's the tie-in,
nice job.
Everybody. I'm Casey Kasem. Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. 855-853-4802 if you want to share your real ghost story with us. And if you want to access all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, everything's there. Apple Podcasts, the premium channel, or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions.
Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.